Thank you.
Does Rebbe take a look at his own notes and Iyunim and Biurim?
I didn't take a look yet because that's cheating.
Oh, that's the whole chapter on it, on this chapter.
I know. That much I remember. Okay. I remember that we learned it. But okay. Anyway, so again, let's read Taisus. Let's read it over again, the whole thing. Taisus, at the end, it's the Gemara is in a boy. Miga b'magam chazaka, I'm reading, Allah, I'm reading. Taisus apparently learned Shana the Aboy, that which is stronger? Not like the Nachlis David. Okay. Taisus has a kasha, miyu kasha. Bibitan, bibam is very pe shamai. Yvama shamra tok shoshim yom non evalti. Kaipin also. So we kaipin also to do chalitza. Now that we're talking about the case here is that she already got a get. But she says there was no yibum, so the get's worthless. So we recoifin also lachlos. Because really, we don't believe her because there's like a chazaka, but she's shavi anafshi aticha disura. So therefore, we're mevakshin also to do her a chesed. So therefore, it's shaykh that she's telling the truth. So for some reason, she's believed. Doesn't say why. But then we have a chazaka, so we don't believe her anymore. So she's not believed. She could have said, so we have a migui. Believe me with a migui. I could have said, believe me when I said that, because it's a migui, I could have said, Ena Yoko. And am I? Sarah says, it's a migui. So we see migui loses the chazaka. Okay, maybe we should read before we do the shach. We should read Rekiva Eger. We mentioned it outside, Rekiva Eger's Kasha, but we didn't read it inside. It's right here in the Gilyan HaShas. And I believe we asked the Kasha. This is a different Kasha than the Shach. Lo Zachisa Rehotim. Hashem bin Adarim before Atam bin Amenes. Vahachi Nisham de Ein Hisham Eiza Panabathay Baila. But the Shach quoted that also. But the only reason why she's believed to say Eino Yako is because there's a chazaka of Ein Isha Meiza. So over here, if she would have said Eino Yako, she doesn't have that chazaka. To get the yada. He's saying that I was miyavim and then I divorced you. So, and therefore, if she would say Eino Yako, he wouldn't be believed. If gain like a chazaka, so imanashach Eino Baila. Imanashach Eino Baila. In other words, the whole imanashach. I don't know what imanashach is. The other agfider everel adayis kukalo. In other words, either he never was imanashach means. Either he gave her a get, yibum with a get, or he never was miyabing. But either way, you're not a bow. According to the man's version, she's divorced, so he's not a bow. According to her version, there was never a yibum. So either way, he's not the bow. So that's the Rekiv Eger's kasha. So there should be no aim. How can she be believed with a migui? That she could have said on Evalti, Eino Yoko. Even if she would have said Eino Yoko, she wouldn't be believed. Because in this situation, there is no chazaka of Ein Isha Meiza with Nei Baila.
Isn't somebody says that even after she's divorced, there is such a concept where even if it was a previous Baila, she wouldn't do it?
And that sounds like that's the only possible answer. The answer to Ivis is Kasha, right? Kivega's Kasha. I don't remember seeing someone saying that, but that would sound like, there's a way you have to say, because he's saying that I divorced you, and I had Bia and I divorce you, and you want a believer against him. Like Gula said, and he's believed. Without the Migui, he'd be believed. She's only believed because of Chazaka ain't Isha Miiza. So the Chayra, yeah, I don't know. You have to Chayra say what you're saying, that even if they're divorced, there's such a, but that sounds very strange. Why should there be a Chazaka after you divorce?
Could be there's a svara that says that a woman doesn't want to say she was in a marriage with an eni yachol. There's in other words, there's a woman that if she's and she's willing to say such a thing, that means she's taking. In other words, she's saying she's taking in that marriage. How do I get into saying svaras?
Yeah, okay, but I don't know. It's hard to argue to give an egg with such a svara. You know. Maybe it's a different svara that the fee of her dibur, and maybe it depends. Maybe it would depend on what pshat and shavi anafshe is, right? Shavi anafshe, right? We know the famous chakira is shavi anafshe, like a neder or is it nemanis? So if you learn that it's nemanis, that means that she says, Eino Yachol, which means that they didn't have bia. So now there's a Shavi Anafshe that she's still married and that she needs to get. So if Shavi Anafshe works as Nemanis, so then, in other words, Mitzad, but I don't know, but that wouldn't make sense because we're talking about forcing him.
Why is it Shavi or Nafshe that she needs a get? If she says that there was no bias, then there's no marriage.
So she's Zakat Lehibim. She needs
Chalitza. She doesn't need a get. She doesn't need a get. She needs a Chalitza.
She needs Chalitza. Okay, but she needs, so she's Shavi or Nafshe that she's Aser. So she's Shavi or Nafshe that she's Aser. So she's Nema Negabe herself.
He's asking for Chalitza.
So Negabe herself, she's Nema that she's still Zakat. So then maybe, if you're Zakuk, that I could hear that there's an Ein Isha Me'iza to a Zika, because Zika is a quasi marriage. Zika is quasi marriage. So it could be that there's an Ein Isha Me'iza to a Zika. So since she's Shavi Anasha and she's married, so she wouldn't be Me'iza. But she has the Gabi herself, she's believed that she's married. She's Zakuk. So the Gabi herself, so then she then Anisha Meiza, because she so
why is it only Gabi herself? I thought we said that if she says the Eino Yachol, we believe her, like fully believe her.
The type is only asking that we should believe her with a Migu, with a the Rekiv Eger says
that no, the Migu was that she could say Eino Yachol.
No, but the Rekiv Eger is asking that if she would say Eino Yachol, she wouldn't be believed. That's Rekiv Eger's Kasha. Because when does the Gemara say that you could say Eino Yachol? That's only calls mind that you're married. But over here, the husband's saying that they're not married. So there's no chazaka, Ein Isha Me'izim if they buy them.
Because he's saying that there was Yibum and then he divorced her.
Right. And then therefore there would be no the fee, his taina, which is what we would accept. And without the Miga, we accept his taina. Then there is no Ein Isha Me'iza because they're not married. So Shmuel is saying, I'm in the front, there's Ein Isha Me'iza even after the divorce. That's
is very, that because we know there definitely was a get?
We know there was a get, yes.
Not by trusting him. We know from outside source there was a get.
Yeah, it makes no difference, but we know there was a get, but we just don't know if the get worked. But if we trust him, that he says
that's trusting him that there was a Yibum.
Right, but
it wasn't Yibum, there's still a Zika.
But there was Yibum, and it's because Ein Isha Me'iza Anisha Nafshe. So we have an assumption of there's Yibum and a get. So they're not married. So Kivager is Kasha. It's a very, very good Kasha. We asked this Wednesday that why should there be a Chazaka and Isha Meiza? Without the Chazaka and Isha Meiza, we believe him. We believe him. He's saying they're not married. He's saying that they're divorced. So there should be no Chazaka and Isha Meiza. So I'm trying to answer, which I don't know if it makes any sense, that Zika already in Yavamis, we'll learn next year Yavamis, Zika is a quasi marriage. Yesh Zika, ain't Zika. I remember you people remember the whole sugya of Yesh Zika, ain't Zika.
If he gives a get, then he has to do Chalitza Kentu Yivam.
I know that that's the sugya of Yesh Zika. They think whether it's considered a quasi marriage, that you're usher to the sister or whatever. But there's a din of Zika, according to many people, that it's a quasi marriage. It's like Erison. It's like a certain level of marriage.
Even if there are multiple wives?
Yes.
What happens when their Yibum happens to that Zika?
Okay, I don't know. But let's take with one Yavim. They make life easy for ourselves. So if you hold that Zika is like a quasi marriage, so maybe you could hear that the Svara of Ein Isha Me'iza of Nebaila even applies to Zika. Givager says the fair is not so. But that I could hear as far, that might be totally on the shida of what Zika is. Zika is a quasi-marriage, so you could hear there is a star of Ein Isha Me'iza. So maybe, even though he said that he divorced her, but she says that you didn't divorce me, because you never did Yibum. And she has Shavi and Avshe. So if Shavi and Avshe is Nemonis, so we believe her to Gabi herself that she's Zakuk. So we believe her to Gabi herself that she's Zakuk. Then there's Ein Isha Me'iza.
Is everybody saying that the woman is sensitive to the fact that he's Zika?
What?
Is everybody saying she's sensitive to the fact that he's Zika?
That needs what?
That the woman is sensitive to the fact that there's Zika.
She feels that Zika, she's a Talmida Hachama, and she knows that Zika is a quasi marriage. So the Svara of Ein Isha Me'iza.
Is everybody saying the women are have a Chazal could have a machlokas about something, and then the women are have their intuition or their sensitivities?
I don't know, but he's according to the Ma'adamar Yesh Zika. I don't know if she does, but the Chazaka Ein Isha Me'iza. So if we would hold that Yesh Zika,
what if it's the Rabbanan?
If it's the Rabbanan Misakin, would you say Ein Isha Me'iza if there's Isha's the Rabbanan?
Well, Ishas, at least that's not true Ishas, but if you have like fake Ishas Rabbanan, so it's not even just the Rabbanan.
But if Zika is quasi Ishas, so then it's the same thing. First of all, many people say Yesh Zika is Deraisa. And even if the Isser is only Derabanan, but the Ishas is Deraisa, right? I remember that in Yavamas. That the Ishas is Deraisa. Maybe the since it's only a quasi, there's a steer in Rashi's, right? Right? I'm pretty sure that Rashi in one place says it's Derabanan, and one place says it's Deraisa. And they say that the marriage is deraisa, but the isser is only drabanan because it's only a quasi marriage. So a quasi marriage can only make an isser drabanan, but it could be there is some level of isher deraisa.
When we say that hermigo comes because of a chazoke, who says the chazoke has to be active? Could be that the idea of that kind of migo came from a chazoke. But who said that she has to have a husband for the chazaka to be active?
No, we want to give her an amanas. She has to be believed if she would have said no nevalti because of Eino Yachol. And if the only reason she's believed to say that because of the chazaka Ein Isha Me'iza. So the Kiveger is a very good kasha that if we were assuming that they're divorced and they're not married, so there is no Chazak Ein Isha Me'iza, so why should she be believed?
Memela, even if he doesn't say they gave a gets, she shouldn't be believed because the Shita saw they're not married.
The Shita saw, yeah, but we don't believe her. The Pashas in the Gemara.
So the Shita saw we shouldn't believe her because according to her there never was a marriage. According to him there was and he got divorced. Okay, fine. But even the fact there was doesn't make her more believed. The Shita saw there was never a Bia, so therefore there was never a marriage.
Right. So I'm saying on that question, I think it's not so radical of an answer to say that the Shita saw. She's Zuckuk, and Zuckuk is a quasi-Ishus.
So because she would never be believed on this thing, because the whole point of Yibum is only works if it got me the Bia.
Okay, so you know, there's that much I think I can hear to disagree with Akiveka. I don't think that's so radical, that a Zika is a quasi-Ishus, and therefore you have this far of Einisha Me'iza by a regular marriage, you can have it by Zika, but the Kiveger's, I think the main thrust of Rabbi Kiveger's kash is that we don't believe her. If without the migui, without the chazaka, ain't isha miza panav b'fnei baina, the din would be we would not believe her, and we would assume that they're divorced. We would believe the man. So how can you come along and the man says they're divorced? So how can you come along and say ain't isha miza to believe her? When before that she walked in with the chazak of Eini Shema'iza, Bezin or Paskin, that the man's believed and she's not believed. Because we don't stop believe a lady that in other words, to say that he did not be with her, that's Lomukin Shanafshe. To say that Eino Yacho is a Milsa
de Lo. We're talking about outside of 30 days now?
After 30 days, yes. To say that Eino Yacho is a Milsa de Lo Shriach. Without a chazaka, Eini Shema'iza, a woman is not believed to say Eino Yacho. Ruba the people are Yacho. So you're not believed to say your husband's Eino Yacho. The only reason why she's believed to say Eino Yacho is because of Chazaka. So Reki Vager's kasha is, since before the Chazaka came in, we assume that she was married to this man and divorced, because we assume there was Yibum and then a Chalitz and then again. So now, when she comes along and wants to say Eino Yacho, we're in a situation when we assume they weren't married.
Maybe one more crack at it is that if once there's, according to him, we're going to believe him right now that there was a Bia. So without her chazaka. So now we're going to, now there's definitely a chazaka where we're believing that there was for sure marriage. Now we're coming along to say, okay, there's a get. The get was happened, but the question was there a get for any purpose or not, right? And according to her, the get had served zero purpose.
Because
according to him, it did serve a purpose. Right. So Be'etzim, they're arguing on the get, so therefore her chazaka has to come into play to be believed of Ishus, because the Vadai, there was a marriage according to him. Because according to him, he agrees there's a marriage. We just don't know if there's a Vart and a Get or not.
He says there was a marriage and a divorce. And that's what we are assuming. Without
if there's a marriage, then she's not believed because obviously it was Yachol. Memela, it's Memela. Either it's Amy Yachol and they weren't married, or it's Yachol and they were married. It can't be both.
No, he's saying I put a migu that he can't get to the get part. She has a migu with a chazaka that she's telling the MS. The fee him, she has to be telling the MS. The fee him, she's telling the truth.
I don't hear. I'm sorry.
How does it work in a case if let's say there was a divorce, a regular marriage, there was a divorce? Is she believed Lagabe?
They're
no longer married. She's not believed anymore.
That's what Reki Vager said. Reki Vager takes it on as a davar pashut.
Then if everyone agrees it was a divorce, they're a regular
after
marriage.
After they divorce,
she says there's no bia because any yachol and there's some halachic nafkamina.
Reki Vager assumes that there's no svar of ain isha me'iza if they're not married now.
Even if they were married at the time of her claim.
Yeah, which is very, very logical, because why can't she, once they're, she's only not mayus to her husband. This guy's not her husband. What do I care that we were once married? I hate you. I don't know. So what are you, you're the guy that divorced me. Why should I be not mayus? It doesn't sound so. I said, the only thing I can hear is because we go buster her shita. But okay, let's go back to what we were supposed to work on. Okay, this is an interesting question, but I think we're going to spend all day on this and we don't get to the two. So the Shach came along and the Shach gave an answer to Tavis's Kasha. What was the Shach's answer? So the Shach said that since if she said Eino Yocho, she's only Nemen with a Chazaka, Vein Isha Me'iza. And now you want to use that Chazaka to believe her to say, to make with Amigoy to believe her to say, Lo Nevalti. But there's a Chazaka against Lo Nevalti. That Omuki in a Shanafshe. So since there's a Chazaka against Lo Nevalti, so you can't use Amigoy with a claim that's only Nemen with a Chazaka to be believed against a Chazaka. Then he asked Agasha, why not? Ta'ina Akej, by but Sof Kosof, she has a Migui. Because she could have said, Lo Eino Yacho. And then she would be Nemen. So he said, there's some rule. You know, Adiva Taina Shenemenes Mikayach Migui, Mitainas Migui Atzma. Right? That's his rule. That the Taina that you're in that Menes with the Migui, which in this case would be Lo Nevalti, can't be better than the Taina of the Migui. And since the Taina of the Migui would have lost to a Chazaka, because Lu Yitzur, there would have been a Chazaka against Eino Yocho, then she wouldn't have been Nemet because the two Chazakas would cancel out. So therefore, the Taina of Lo Nevalti, of Lo Nevalti, which is up to a Migui of Eino Yocho, also can't go against the Chazaka. Right? That's the Shach. So the Shaila is, what in the world? What?
The Chazakas cancel out. Why don't you left the Migui?
No. We say like this, Lu Yitzur, if she has a migoy that she could have said Eino Yacho, what would have been Lu Yitzur, this is a Lu Yitzur case, if she would have said Eino Yacho, and there would have been a chazaka against her that she's not telling the truth. So the din would be that she wouldn't be Naman because there's no migoy in that case. She's saying Eino, if she said Eino Yacho. The Migui is only when she says Lo Nevalti is Migui Otto Eino Yacho. But we're going back to what if she says Eino Yacho. So if she would have said Eino Yacho, so she's Nemen because there's no Chazaka against her. She has a Chazaka of Eini Shemi'iso, and there's no Chazaka against her. But Lu Yitzur, there would have been a Chazaka against her. Then the two Chazakas would cancel out, and she wouldn't be Nemen to say, Eino Yacho.
Chazaka so against it is Shloshim Yom, right?
No, I'm saying it's Lu Yitzur. There is no Chazaka against it. I'm just a Lu Yitzur. Yes. Lu Yitzur, there was some Chazaka that says that men are not Eino Yacho. I don't know. Whatever. They make up some Chazaka that it can't be Eino Yacho because if he would be Eino Yacho, then he wouldn't be wearing red hats. And men who are Eino Yacho don't wear red hats. I don't know. Whatever. Make up any crazy Chazaka you want. Lu Yitzur, there was a Chazaka that told us that he's Yacho, so she wouldn't be believed to say Eino Yacho, because since Eino Yacho is only Nemet with a Chazaka, Eino Isha Me'ida if they buy the Vida, so she's only Nemetes with the Kayach of Chazaka, so she can't be Nemet against the Chazaka, because the two Chazakas would cancel out. So now she wants, based on this Migui, to be believed with the Taina of Lo Nevalti. But Lo Nevalti has a Chazaka against it. So it comes out, if you're going to believe her with the Migui against the Chazaka Lo Nevalti, then it comes out that the Taina that she is Taining is better than the Taina she could have Taina. The Taina that she could have Taina of Eino Yacho Lu Yitzor, there was a chazaka with Luz. And now you want the Taina that she is dining to win against a chazaka.
What chazaka is fighting it? What chazaka is fighting it?
The chazaka of Ein Ilamuki and Ashanafshay.
Right, right.
Right. So you want, so that says there. Then there, but the shock says, but if you'll be ma'akesh, what's the difference? Since the Gemara has a tzad that Migo is stronger than chazaka. So what do I care? The Maizah, she has a migui, because she could have said, Ein no yachol. If she would have said, Ein no yachol, the Maizah, there is no chazaka against her. Right. And therefore, she would have been Nevin. And therefore, the Maizah, she has a migui. And migui is a bigger raya than chazaka. That's the Gemara. We're going on that side of the Aboy. Migui, Mokam, chazaka, I'm reading. So why can't the migui be Nevin against the chazaka of Lo Nevalti, of Lo Mugi and Shanafshi?
Right.
So he says this rule, because this rule that he says, you know, a diva taina shenemenes mikach migui mitainis migui atzma. So the $1 million shaila is, what in the world is this rule? Why not? He makes up a rule that makes no sense. Why should there be such a rule if it's a good migui, and migui b'makom chazaka I'm reading, which means that migui is stronger than chazaka. So Enochinami, in this case, the taina that you're tining beats a chazaka, while the taina that you could have tined, it wouldn't have beat a chazaka. You know, so what? What's the problem? Right? Is that
what he's saying, that it's a rule, or he's just saying that a mitzias over here, in this taina that she is saying that Leini Valti. And it's, it looks to me like the Shach is saying that even in the time of Loni Valti, she has to come on to a chazaka in Isham Iza Panel. That's mashma from this lashon later on.
If she says Loni Valti,
she still needs this chazaka of in Isham Iza Panel.
I don't know that why
that's what it's about.
Why does she need the chazaka of Ein Isham? She wants me Nemen with Amigui.
But
that's doesn't need chazaka Ein Isham Me'iza. And
that's not what
she has a migui.
In two lines from now, he's saying that she still needs a chazaka, even when she's tayin. Yeah, Leini Valti, she still needs that concept of Ein Isham Me'iza.
That's if it's tog shloshim, and that's when she doesn't have a migui. That's without the migui. That's what he's talking about, tog shloshim. Tok Shloshim, why is she never to say Lo Nevalti? That's because of a Ein Isha Me'iza. But the Acher Shloshim, when we're coming out to Migui, that's when, you know, he's talking there without Migui. You know, the Gemara says, even without Taisus, Tok Shloshim, she's Nemen, and that's Pashas, nothing to a Migui. So
right. So that's
obviously Aus Chazaka, Ein Isha Me'iza. But once you bring in Migui, then who needs a chazak anymore? Migui alone should be enough, because Migui b'makom chazak, I'm reading. That's Taifis is Kasha.
Yeah, but maybe the svar of Ein Yachol, we don't find the svar of Ein Yachol ever to be believed. Maybe what Sandy's saying, I'm not sure, but we don't find that svara anywhere without that chazaka. So therefore, we can't
needs a chazaka, yes, but she's not saying Eino Yacho. She's saying Lo Nevalti. And right. She's saying, but believe me, with a migui.
That she could have said Eino Yacho, which would need a chazaka, because normally a woman's not believed. That was from the Gemara and the Dharam, whatever.
Now that she's saying as a migui, so we no longer need a chazaka, because who needs a chazaka? We have a migui, which is better than a chazaka.
Because since that's far, we in our Gemara, when we see Migu strong in the Chazaka, we never see it when that Migu would ever need it. Now, the Gemara's sad that Migu strong in the Chazaka is never a Migu that needs a cane or a crutch. We never see that. So, how can we say Migu alone would do that?
The nice of Migu is a logic. Believe me that I'm telling the truth, because I wanted to lie. I could have said a better lie. And I said, that's what you have, a perfect Migu here. So why do I care? Why is the better lie? With it a crutch, without a crutch? Well, why should I make for a difference? That's the cash on it.
I thought we asked him because the Gemara has an Ibai. So the Gemara has one side here, and that tells us that we're allowed to use that as a kayach. I mean, it could be that chazaka is like an ansadi. I don't know what it's going up against, but that logic falls away b'makim chazaka, or it's strong enough, but depending on how weak it is.
Tzivos is asking on the side, the migo b'makim chazaka. I'm reading.
But if it's only if it's by itself, it's strong enough. It would not have to eventually come on to something. I'm just saying, where do we see that this concept? It's so poshut that migo b'makim chazaka wins even. We would have to come on to something. That's all I'm saying.
Because the question is, it's not an even because it's a full-fledged migui. So you don't have to come on to anything. The taina that you could have claimed had to come on to something. But the taina that you are claiming as a full 100% migui.
No, but he says even after 30 days, even after the 30 days, right. If she says loiniv alti, she still needs that chazak idea.
Then let me keep on reading. Ain akish lomar, the source of it's a migui din a yoko. Eat on the inner yard, quite an MNS. Lois, I connect the Kazaka, the Mugin, the Shanafshe, Holessa. So, Diva, Dash, and Medico, Migo, Imitai, Migo, Asma, Teda. So, this is what you want me to read.
Sorry, where's Rabbi Holton?
I'm reading the Shach.
I'm reading the Shach,
about from the bottom of the page, about 8 lines down. And then I'm up to the Teda, so about 6 lines down from the bottom.
On the left-hand side.
I don't know which end.
Yeah, exactly, six lines from the bottom.
Teda, Tilo, Kane, Tikshay. Oh, that means a Mishas Kufa, so if they're during a minute somewhere, ain't no Yoko. Mitam Chazak, Alin Shemiza. Tim Kane, Amai, Ain't Name of Chazak Eini Shemiza. In other words, no Nevalti. Forget about the Migui, right? He's not asking. Forget about Migui. But why isn't she believed with a Chazaka of Eini Shemiza? Ed Avadai Mishom, Tiganami Ganekta Chazaka del Mugi in Shanavshe, right? Which is what very passionate. That one Chazaka can't survive the other Chazaka.
But that, meaning that he's talking after 30 days.
Right. Because we don't have one chazaka canceling out the other. So she's believed because of Eini Shemiza.
Well, what's that question that he's saying?
The Gemara says that Tok Shloshim, she's Naman. Now, that's not our Migui. That's right. Typhus is the one that brought in Migui of Eino Yacho. Right. Let's forget about Typhus Kasha Migui and Yacho. We'll leave out Eino Yacho. Right? But we'll leave out Typhus' question. But the Gemara, it says in the Mishnah that if she would have said, Lo Nevalti, Tok Shloshim, she's Naman, Lacha Shloshim, she's not Naman. Now, Lacher Shloshim, she's not Neman, because there's a Chazaka against her. But Tok Shloshim, why is she Neman? Granted, there's no Chazaka against her, but it's her word against his word.
Right, so he wants to prove that the Tok Shloshim, the reason why she's Neman is because of this Chazaka in Yishama Mizapaneo.
Right.
Elavadai Nami, Mishum Chazaka, Dein Yishama
Mizapaneo. Right. Okay, Lacher Shloshim Nami, Ki Amra no Nevaut, but Pashib Shat. When she has a migui, then you no longer need the chazaka. So at least this Guba doesn't make sense. So the Rav Elchanan learned Pshat that this is what he means with Chus Taina. And a vadish and the other came to Acher Shloshim, the Gamin of the Valti. And you want her, believer, with Havi Magma Shatone Yoko. That Rav Chanan says because it's Chos Taina. But Rav Chanan is reading this ending with his lamdas as Chos Taina. So Chos Taina says that we give you the kayach of the Taina that you could have claimed. So when you say,
how is that different from Migui?
One second. That's how he understands Migui. So therefore, when you say lo nivalti, and you want to be believed with a taina of Eino Yachol, and Eino Yachol is only nemen because of Ein Isha Me'ida, so it's nemeida. We since Eino Yachol is nemen with Ein Isha Me'ida, so we give lo nivalti the koyach of Ein Isha Me'ida.
He's adding another step. He's adding that there's another step necessary. That he, although we are using Amigo, still she needs that chazak of an ishamiz upon her.
Right.
That's how you're reading it. The question is, maybe we'll have to read it. I'm saying Rabbi Chanan didn't read him that way. Rabbi Chanan read him that, of course, once you have the Amigo, you don't need any chazaka. Amigo works. Except that since Migui worked through the lamdas of Chos Taina, so what does Chos Taina mean? Chos Taina means you get the schus of the Taina. So since Eino Yako is Naman with the Chazak of Eini Shemiza, and you get Chos Taina, so you also get the schus of Eini Shemiza. That's how Rabbi Chanan read the Shach. But if you're not working with Chos Taina, Eino Chinami, then the Shach makes no sense. What's the Shach doing? I agree with you. The Shach says...
Well, why does it make no sense?
Because why should it be that... Okay, the Hakar Shlozen, Gemre Novati, that she's only Nemeth of Chazaka and Ein Isha Me'iza. No, she's not Nemeth of Ein Isha Me'iza. She's Nemeth because she has a Migui. We don't need Ein Isha Me'iza. We have a Migui to believe her. The Migui gives her Nemanis. Who needs a chazak Ein Isha Me'iza? She says no nevalti. She has a migui that she could have said Eino Yachol.
She couldn't.
She could have said Eino Yachol. She would have said Eino Yachol. She would have been believed. So now she has a migui that she instead of saying Eino Yachol, she says no nevalti. So she has a migui. Once she has a migui should give her an amonis. She's going against the chazaka of Ein Isha Ramugin Isha Nafshe. But migui beats chazaka. We're going on the tzad, migui v'makam chazaka. I'm reading. So we don't need the chazaka.
So it would come out even during the first 30 days, you wouldn't need that amonis because it's not going to be more believed after 30 days than she will believe before 30 days. She still is the migui during the first 30 days.
If you would use a migui, you're right. Tavis pashtus.
You don't need a migui, but the migui is going to help you to say you don't have to say
yeah,
that.
Okay, then. And okay, I mean, once you use the migui, so you don't need anything. Obviously, Tavis and his kasha would say. If you're naming with the migui, you'll be naming with both with the migui. The myself, the MS, you're not naming with the migui for some reason. Naming in the Tok Shloshim Yom because of you're naming. Yeah.
Rebbe, if the Shach granted Rebbe Kidega was right, and he said that in the Chanami we found that Rebbe Kidega is right, there is no she does not have the ability to say Eina Yachol because of the fact. Yataki, she turns out that she's not married anymore. Then there wouldn't be any kasha of Migu should work, right? We would never say Migu
but
should
if
work.
Anger is right, and Tysus makes no sense because Tysus says there's a Migu and there's no Migu. Yes.
I understand, but that Migu's definitely working. Mikoyach, that chazaka is hanging over like a cloud. Otherwise, it can't start. That Migu, I could say, Eina Yachol, could only work because she's married or she has this kind of chazaka, right? Am I maybe I'm
Rebbe, one thing
how can
for
you
sure
work without it?
One thing for sure from the Shach, as an aside, seems to be that even Toyek Shloshim, she's believed because of Enish Miza, and if what she's saying is true, then she's not married. So the Shach must learn, like Rebbe was saying, that there's the Zika alone is enough to cause that.
Okay, we don't know the answer to Vega's question.
I'm just saying, it seems from the Shach, it's clear that the Zika is enough to cause that, because or else, why would you be believed because of Eini Shemiza? If she didn't have Bia, she's not married. So then she shouldn't be believed because of Eini Shemiza. Elamai, the Zika is what must be causing Eini Shemiza. I'm just pointing that out, that from the Shach, it supports what Rebbe was saying before.
Okay. I don't know. I don't know, but maybe. I'm not arguing with anybody, except with Sandy.
I'm supporting Rebbe. You should argue with me.
Rebbe's not arguing with me. One second. Clarity. No. Rebbe says
I'll argue with you too. Okay, okay. Makes you happier.
Now I'm good.
You don't want to be left out. I'll argue with you also.
But Rebbe sees a migu by itself here with no chazaka. I'm just asking. I'm just trying to get this point.
Worship shot. The migu should work by itself. Yes. Why shouldn't it be the migui? I have a migui. I could have said no neval, ain't a yacho. If I would have said ain't a yacho, I would be neman. So therefore, I have a migui.
Why would you be neman? That's what I can't understand. Why?
If I would have said ain't a yacho, I need a chazaka. But when I say no neval, I don't need a chazaka because I have a migui.
They always taught us that migui means that if the taina I would have said would have been true and I would have tained it and I would have won with that taina,
that's right.
Then I'm allowed to say this.
If I would have said Eino Yacho, I would have won because I have a chazaka. That's true. If I would have said Eino Yacho, and she has a chazaka, Einisha Me'iza, and she would have won. Now that she would have won, so she has a migui that she could say, no nevalti. So on the migui, what she's saying now, Ashes, you don't need a chazaka, because she has a kayacha migui. What do you need a chazaka for? Migui is stronger than chazaka. So migui alone is enough for what she
is. Why does Rabbi Chanan say you need the chazaka?
Rabbi Chanan was learning pshat in the Shach, that the Shach is revolutionizing Hilchus Migui, which we thought was, at least I think, is very, very, with a few varies, daichik, because when the Shach asked for Eina Akesh, Parshav Shat, he was learning regular Shat of Migui, and all of a sudden, without the Shach telling you, he decides to change.
Is this Kol Amigu? Is this the section of Kol Amigu?
I understand, but this is an ice yod in the middle of Kol Amigu. To say that in the middle of Kol Amigu, in this little print somewhere, the Shach is coming ahead and saying that everybody had Ram Shad Amigu, and Taivis had Ram Shad Amigu, and the Rishayim had Ram Shad Amigu, and Migu is, and the Davar Pashat, he said it's Pashat, right? He said at the end, it's Pasha, no, came near in the Barer Vidike. So it's Barer Vidike that we got Rom Shad Amigui, and everyone's wrong. And he doesn't even spell it out that I'm working, I'm in Chai Shanu Lamdis. It's just, you got to figure that out from what he said. That's like so, so horrendously Daichik.
Do we have an answer to what we asked the other day? I don't know if it's exactly Nagea this, but like, maybe you're a liar, and the reason that you didn't say it is because you taka don't have chutzpah to be a liar. So, like, what kind of migo is that altogether? I don't know if you could start draining that as has anything to do with what the Shach is saying, but isn't that like a clear, the more Rebbe says it over, something.
Because it's saying lo nevalti also takes the same amount of chutzpah. So there's no less chutzpah saying lo nevalti or ain't a yacho.
Okay, so that's okay.
Is even to say, probably lo nevalti also be any shemiza.
L'chara lo nevalti acher shloshim yom is a bigger chutzpah.
I don't know if it's a bigger chutzpah.
I'm saying that's why you're not believed.
It's just less likely because it goes against the chazaka. In other words, the Tzvi was assuming, and maybe he's right, that the chutzpah is because I'm saying eino yacho, I'm insulting him personally, that he doesn't, you know, that's an insult. But if I stop saying no nevalti, that's not an insult. So that's not a uzza. But it could be that's not true. The Enisha Me'iza is not based on the fact that she's insulting him. She just ain't isha me'iza to argue with her husband. It takes chutzpah to argue. So, you know, I don't know. They made women different in those days. So, you know, the woman went to argue with her husband. So her husband says that it says something. She doesn't disagree. She doesn't disagree when her husband says something. So that's ain't isha me'iza. So even if he says nevalti, and she says lo nevalti, that's also ain isha me'iza. So, but it's not. But you don't need to come out to the chazaka. You just need that. So otherwise, it wouldn't be a migui. That's true. If Leino Yacha would have more ha'aza than lo nevalti, then you're right. Then there's no migui. That is correct. So you, that and that you're right. See, so you have to say that they have the same level of chutzpah. But Pashtus, Sandy is right that in the reading of the Shach, especially if you don't say that the Shach meant Skuz Taina, then the Shach seems to be saying that you need the Chazaka of Eini Shemeiza to give her an Amonis. But that Hagufa doesn't make sense. Why should you need it? Why should you need the Chazaka of Eini Shemeiza to give her an Amonis? She has a migui, and migui beats chazaka. So let the migui alone suffice.
Well, one second, didn't Rebbe kind of answer it? That it would have been a migui de'aza. If right now, if this taina of lo nevalti does not require a ein isha me'iza, so we're going to tell her the reason why a migui is not a good migui is because that taina is a ha'aza.
She
says no, but here there's also ha'aza.
Yeah, but that doesn't make a difference because then you can't shlug that up because you're going against the chazaka of the mugia nafshin. It doesn't take or that doesn't make a difference. If the chazaka is only to make the two tainas equal, they both have ha'aza, then I don't care if there's a mugia nisha nafshin against it. That doesn't do anything. So could
Rebbe explain that a little more? The fact, and Sandy's going to be a good point. The fact is, if it's a migu da, if it is too much chutzpah, then it's a migu da aza, and therefore she shouldn't be believed. So therefore she is believed because she has this chazaka also, so then that's not
well, a migu da aza. Not because of the chazaka, just because that the both tainas have the equal level of aza, so therefore the valid migu. But the fact that there's against her a chazaka of lo muki inish anafshe is irrelevant. Doesn't make her more likely to say it, you know. So the she has a vow in migui because both tainas have equal ha'aza. So she has a vow in migui. And now, once she has a vow in migui, so migui b'magam chazaka, I'm reading.
No, but if both of them have the same level of ha'aza, and the other one, the one she's getting the migu from, she's only believed because of the fact that she wouldn't have this much ha'aza against her husband's, so then so too here, she should only be believed as long as she doesn't have ha'aza against her husband's.
No.
Just because it's the same, if it's the same level of ha'aza, the other one, but she
has
don't
believe
there,
what? She believes because she has a migu. She doesn't need the fact that to be believer.
So what taka happens if chazaka cancels out? So what taka happens in this case? The two chazakas cancel out? The chazaka that he wouldn't wait 30 days goes against the chazaka of Eini Me'iza?
That's what the Shach is saying, but we don't understand the Shach.
No. We're saying, we're agreeing that is true. The chazakas cancel themselves out, and the kasha we're having is now there should be a migu. What I'm saying is Rebbe learning that in Lamaisa the mechanism, because Pashup Shat the Mashma, no, because Pashup Shat the Mashma says there's a chazaka against you. That's not really true. It cancels out. It's now she's whatever nemanis a woman has. It's not that the reason you're not believed is because we have a positive chazaka against you if they cancel out. Right? If Rebbe's right that there is the chazaka of Eini Me'iza, that means that they're canceling out, correct?
Okay, fine.
There's a positive raya against you because of, and Rebbe's saying they cancel out.
But we don't care because she has a migui.
No, I'm not talking about the migui point. I'm not talking about the migui point. I'm just saying, Rebbe, I think it's maybe a little dochik that your Rebbe's learning that it's not the reason she's not believed at the end of the day is not because she has a chazaka against her. She has ammunition also. She has chazaka. They fight. I guess a woman's not believed. It's not because it is true that that's part of the equation. But I wouldn't say it's not
positive to believe her. She wouldn't be Naaman. She needs a positive force to make her Naaman.
If the most honest way to say why she's not believed, I don't think it's a false statement. It's because there's a chazaka against her. That you walk away leaving, assuming that that's what it means. There's
okay, a positive. The question is that the Hermigo should beat that chazaka.
No, I'm not commenting on that point. I'm saying Rebbe answered me that there is. He believes there's a chazaka to answer my kasha. Why there's a migo? You wouldn't have a aza. Rabbi said, I'm doing the same her aza right now, and I have a chazaka, right? So I'm just saying, okay, putting apart, I understand the migo kasha. I'm saying one thing. The reason why she's not believed when she says tok shloshim, he was lo nival, is it's not really so correct in totality to say that what the Gemara or whoever says, because there's a chazaka against her. Because she says, I have a chazaka that cancels that out. It's because a woman is not believed.
Okay, I hear. Okay, anyway, let's summarize.
If the Migu is based on the fact that if she would taina and that taina requires her to say there's a chazaka that she's not going to gonna say anything in front of her husband. So then the easier path would seem to be to taina the lo nivalti.
And we say lo nivalti also is chutzpah to her husband.
So that's why you need to say that the lo nivalti is also chutzpah to her husband, even though there's a migu.
Right, but yes, so what?
So that's what the shach is saying.
No, that doesn't explain.
You need to say in this case also the chazaka that because without that you will be upshot.
You don't need chazaka. You just need the metzias that it's ha'aza. Okay, so metzias ha'aza. So there's a migoy. Now you have a migoy. So migoy beats chazaka. Okay, let me just try and summarize. So basically, the question is, we don't know what the shach is saying. So I happen to think Sandy's onto something. Is that we have to figure out what this line on the next page means. And then he says, that's not true. She doesn't need the chazak ene shemeiza. She's naming with a migui. So Rav Elchanan learns it because it's chus taina. What he means is, it really does mean that you're naming with a migoy. But the way migoy works is you get the kayachataina. So in lumnis, you're naming with the chazak of any shemeiza. But I don't like schustaina. So I don't like the reading that way. So the shaila is, if we're not going to hold the schustaina, so what does the shach mean when he says that you're naming with the chazaka ain't shemeiza? That's not true. Who needs a chazaka ain't shemeiza? You just should have the chazaka of the migui. Migui b'makom chazaka I'm reading. So really that's the question. What does this line mean? All right, so we'll have to go ahead and think about it more. The Maizer Rav Chanan himself slugs up his chat as chus tain. I don't know if you people got a chance to read Rav Chanan, but he says it doesn't fit. He reads two rayas. Whatever, two rayas doesn't fit into the shach. So we'll try again tomorrow. Can't keep on trying. But okay, we'll try again. Ayashikayach, everybody.